Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Luther, welcome to the show. Did you sign up for your Floyd Street level on the 502 Collective?
Yeah, I got their collective D's. That's all I need to say. Listen, those bums down there on Floyd Street remind me of what they are, conference jumpers. They're player jumpers now. You bums are never going to be anything. You can keep bringing in Tom, Dick, and Harry all you want to. You're still bums. Your fan base are trash bums. You're drunks. You're alcoholics. You're potheads. Go to hell, you pieces of crap. Woo!
Wow! How about that? Start with a little Luther today here on the Roundtable, ESPN 680, 105.7, live from the Liquor Barn Studios. Got my man Phil Baker.
Hi.
Yeah, he's in here today. James Black back doing the damn thing.
I'm James.
Producing. Kristaps Porzingis questionable for game three tonight. We're going to dive deep into that right now. I'm kidding.
Read what he has torn.
Reticulum.
It was like a medial reticulium. It sounded like something from outer space.
And Shams and everybody's like, this is super rare. Like, right. Whatever this is a super rare injury. But it does sound like it's from outer space. So
I thought it said rectum when I initially saw it. That's what but they said it's. That's just in hockey when you just say lower leg injury.
Yes, yes.
Where you just got to go away for that. By the way, Luther warms my heart. He sends me his son's, what is it, Huddle?
His son's Huddle.
He sends me the Huddle highlights in my DMs.
South Oldham Dragons, baby.
Baby, he's getting looked at.
He's getting looked at. Maybe a little Brian Brom. Brady Brom. Maybe some Brady Brom looking at him.
I wanted Sat to offer. That's what I needed to have happen back then. But now Brom's in. But Luther, he would be conflicted.
What does Luther do if his son, who's rising in the ranks in Kentucky football, is taking snaps for Jeff Brom?
Hopefully that's in the tell-all book, Phil.
Yeah.
How you got cool with Luther.
Oh, dude, Luther loves me, man, for whatever reason.
Even though he's a Cardinal sycophant.
He has a line beard and he's a drunk.
He drinks Crown Royal and smokes reefer.
And freaks Black and Miles.
That's almost becoming Musty. Freaking Black and Miles.
Oh, you want to know Musty?
The Seneca High School, trust me. That was my cologne of choice was Black and Miles.
I had a Swisher Sweet last weekend.
Oh, wow.
The first time since high school.
What provoked that?
I don't know. I
just
was
in Rome.
I was at a gas station.
I thought 502 hemp provoked.
Fair enough.
Louis gave me some cigars, and they're still in James's desk. And I keep forgetting to take them home. Remind me, James, so I can take them home today. And I wanted a cigar, and I was at a gas station. They don't have high quality cigars. I mean, all their cigars are
not at the gas.
No, not the gas station. And I was getting a Zen anyway, a Zen pack. Which for all my Zeniacs out there, I talked to a Zen rep today at a gas station.
Only Strebel.
Yeah, she was just there. I saw two cans. I was like, give me those two cans of Wintergreen, like right now. And she was like, oh, I'm a Zen rep. I was like, what's going on? I was like, why aren't there any Zens anymore? And she said that basically They sold way more than they had ever anticipated selling, and so they had trouble keeping up with the new market, and that they should be fine by mid-June.
Thanks, Biden!
Thank you, Joe Biden, and thank you to supply chains. When are they going to get back? Ince, get on it. How's your supply chain for your work? Ince hanging up some TVs, by the way. Did you see that?
Wait, whoa.
Oh, that was in a different thread.
I don't think I was in this thread.
Okay, it was me, Gooby, Justin Jeffries, and Ince have a thread together, which has to warm everyone's heart.
Riveting.
TV monitors.
Double J, Justin Jeffries, and Max Gobby, the manliest of men. So here's what happened, and we'll get to the stories of the day here in just a moment. But here's what happened. As we all know, Max Gobby is the manliest man in the studio, like in the building. I mean, he's a farmer. So, and Justin Jeffries is right there. They're 1A and 1B, and not sure who's A and who's B.
I'm thinking of the sound, and yes, I think James is as well, but we don't got to dive into that yet.
I said farmer. I didn't say field. I said farmer. He is a farmer. He has heavy equipment,
but
tractors.
You don't know who's A and B, and that's clear by your last observation.
Well, Jeffries, who's listening, I know he's a manly man as well, but Godby was talking about, like, he's like doing all this work, and he has, you know, he was showing us pictures of, he was doing some manual labor on his homestead. He doesn't have a farm, but he has a homestead.
Okay.
And how hard he's working and all this. And Ince was like, I've been hanging up these monitors and they're heavy, and sent a picture of the monitors. And
that's just one you just leave alone. It's like, you know,
I left
what?
It alone.
You win this contest.
Yes.
To be the manly man for the day.
which I love. And Ince knows I'm kidding. Ince knows that we're pals and he's okay with me talking about it. But it was funny. Like,
but
Max,
it's not the like bulky TV that you had to get out of grandma's basement. This
is
one that weighs like 20 pounds.
It's one of these flat screens. And he'll be texting here soon. I know he will. But 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. I have a number of things to discuss. I mean, right off the bat, we're going to talk. You know, Pat Kelsey could not have gotten a worse matchup for the ACC-SEC challenge. We'll explain that. Kentucky gets a whatever matchup in this challenge, but so did Tennessee. I mean, still we're waiting on them. They play North Carolina and Duke all the time. They're playing Duke in the Champions Classic. They're playing Ohio State in the CBS Classic or whatever. But North Carolina would have been good, but that's beside the point.
Pope is dodging
the big guns in the ACC. So we'll get to that here shortly. Also, with some sounds, Brian Clomen on PK and the new Memphis home and home they're trying to get, which I love. There's Field of 68 sound on PK and Pope. Me and Locke went at it this afternoon for no reason over Kirby Smart. We'll get to that.
That cluttered my Twitter timeline for a second. I was like, what is this? And it looked like too many words, and I just didn't read it.
So, I don't blame you. Yeah, I wouldn't have read it either.
Whenever Locke tries to, getting the Twitter hands out and just kind of start shadow boxing.
He did a little shuffling, a little moving around.
I was like, yeah, I'll revisit that later.
We'll talk about it on the show.
Okay.
And let's see, best QB rooms, Cats and Cards not on that. I know that'll make Cards fans mad. Cats fans are like, whatever. Yes, we know our room stinks. Weird Wednesday, we have Harvard on UAPs now. Max Crosby saw a UFO. He talked about that on Jim Rome.
Okay.
We'll get into that. Kendrick Haskins got moved to 5 o'clock. Because Phil's here, and I wanted Phil as long as I can have him. Save that for the mixtape. And, you had to leave at 5. So I was like, Kendrick, can you come on at 5? And he's totally fine with that. Actually helped out his schedule as well. But normally I have Anna Tarullo here on Wednesdays.
Oh, look, we talk about Graham Hancock and stuff, so this is my wheelhouse.
I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah, I sent you something about the underwater aliens, too, from like Reddit. So that wasn't trying to guide you one way or another about Weird Wednesday, but, you know, this is my cup of tea. Like,
I know you love Weird Wednesday.
I'm a big fan, and as well as, you know, the Graham Hancock stuff. I'll send you some of the things I'm kind of like, but I buy in. I want to go up to the Serpent Mound and like near Cincinnati.
So you and I should do. You and me and James and Sofro should bring the ESPN Louisville Plus stuff, and we need to go visit some of these local artifact mounds, like Serpent Mound is in Ohio.
That's really close. Yeah,
the Angel Mounds are in Evansville, Indiana.
What are the ones in Arkansas?
I know what you're talking about. I'm not, as Dan Issel would say, I'm gagging on the name of those. I've been to the Cahokia Mounds in Missouri. I've been to those. So we'll need to do a little road trip.
A little road trip over the summer. How about that? Little IPAs and a little.
Yeah. Oh. Shout out Zachy C. But so here's where
you
Anna,
laugh, you cry.
Here's okay, where so Anna is Anna? Today. She'll be in tomorrow. But so she has, you know, she ever since the ESPN Louisville corporate games, she has formed friendships now with Andrew Bosch, Matt McGavick, and little B-Hall, Brian Hall.
I've seen this.
Yes.
So they were, sidebar, well, since we're here, we're going to talk about
it. Yeah.
They were in my stomping grounds, little HPL.
Yeah, absolutely.
To like deepen it, I'm like 2 minutes from there.
Yeah.
And that's part of the Bermuda Triangle, as I like to say, is Air Devils in, Hikes Point Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Toss it a little jocks and, you know. The debauchery ensues there.
Air Devil's Inn is like, it's the classiest dive bar in Louisville. That's how I categorize
my
it.
My buddy, I kid you not, I wouldn't know where she's at. Last time I was there, my buddy went behind the bar, got a beer out, and it looked like the fridge from Indiana Jones when he survives the nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
I was just like, hey, Wiener Panda's like, oh, they know I'm good for it. I was like, this is a blast from the past. A little Air Devil's Inn.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I know they've been running around in circles.
Yes.
It's a new super team, super friends.
They are super friends. And so Andrew Bosch and her like are kind of like a roundabout related in some way. Like they have like they share cousins or something. I don't know exactly. She explained to me yesterday, but so Andrew Bosch has like a sailboat, or his uncle or somebody that she knows has a sailboat at Captain's Quarters.
Okay.
So he invited her to go sailing and at Captain's Quarters today. So that's where she's on a sailboat.
Wow.
With Andrew Bosch. And they're his uncle or her uncle or somebody. So they're doing a little sailing today. So
the Nina of the Pinta of the Santa Maria.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, a little world prestige worldwide. Yes.
I'm not going to finish that sentence with Anna involved in this combo.
No.
But okay, so I didn't know this. I heard Bosch talking about there was something at Captain's Quarters and the Prospect Boat Club and everything, but
that's
I didn't
it.
Know Anna was partaking in
She's
this.
She's partaking in that, so she was very nice. She said, you know what, if Phil can't do it or Jeff can't do it, she's like, I'll be there Wednesday. And she's like, I know I'm spraying this on you last minute. She's very nice about it. And I was like, that's fine. It's like, as long as Phil or Jeff can fill in,
we're good.
Then
yes.
Go have fun on a sailboat.
She should do a live hit from the boat. That's all I'm going to say.
Ooh, just, I'll text her.
Say, so Mina Kimes did that one time of like breaking down like pre in the Super Bowl from a the Mall of America.
I saw this.
And
yes.
I want that to be reenacted with Anna Carrillo on a sailboat.
And I love Mina Kimes. As you all will probably
she's
know.
Great.
Yeah, she's great. She's very knowledgeable. Like she's very good at her job, for sure. All right, so 437-9680, that's where Anna is. I wish I was on a sailboat, but before we start in on the content, shout out to my guy Sipping with Steven, YouTube channel, Steven Yates. Had a great time last night at the bourbon event at the Fraser History Museum. It was awesome. You walked in, you got an old fashioned made with Jim Beam Black, which I loved, and I got to taste some pretty some saw that point. Some pretty good bourbon. So I got to sample with my old fashioned. I had some. Let me pull this up here. Basil Hayden malted rye was very
nice.
Good. Jim Beam Black Straight had a little Knob Creek rye and Knob Creek single barrel, which is like 120 proof, and some Tasty Vittles there as well. So it was a great event. The nose, you know, their bourbon royalty, direct descendants from Jim Beam and all that. So they were there. They talked. So it was cool. It's like it's a Father's Day event too, so, which made it nice.
So I'm looking at the photo you sent James and I yesterday.
Yes.
So there looks like there was food there too. Because initially I thought you said you were going to the Fraser, but I was like, is this Blank Supper Club too?
Because it looks like it.
It looks like some little food, some little hors d'oeuvres there.
Oh yeah, I had some biscuit, country ham and a biscuit, some pimento cheese, and the best bourbon ball I've ever had.
The summer of Strieble, man.
Oh yeah, like, it's rolling.
I know you run this marathon all during the school year where you got to do football, basketball, the overlap straight from school to the show, but when summer rolls around, my man, I'm doing the damn thing. Yeah, you take full advantage of that.
And it was very good. It was the best bourbon ball I've ever had. So thank you, Stephen Yates. Thank you, Fraser. It was great. And I texted that picture to Blank, and immediately, are you at the kitchen? Are you at the kitchen? Because that's the main like restaurant at Jim Beam at the distillery. And I was like, no, Blank, I'm not. I was like, settle down, big boy. Which Blank's in a terrible spot.
Oh boy,
he's in a terrible spot.
We gotta dive into the Blank Bowl.
Oh yeah,
coming up here in a bit.
We're gonna do that right now. Okay, so 437-9680 UPS. Jobs text line. We'll have some fun today. So I had the sound that Nick sent to us, and Jeff Lightsey, by the way, thank you, Jeff, for cutting the sound. Brian Kloman, we'll get to that here in just a moment. But it was sent to me earlier today. I was out and about. I had some chores I was doing, cleaning out my classroom, making sure the custodians can come in there and put a box things up. So I've been busy. I've been out
and
about.
You had to go to your class today?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I had to go sign my contract, too.
Wait. Is this like a year-by-year thing?
Year-by-year thing. You have to sign a new contract every year. You normally get a pay raise, so I got a little pay raise.
Give me some nucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Give me some nucks. Shout out the Streeble.
Yeah, a little pay raise.
That performance review right there, huh?
Exactly. So I did that, and Andy, of course, sent me the ACC-SEC challenge, okay? So, unfortunately, they dropped the ball. Arkansas is going to Miami, which we were all rooting for Arkansas at the Yum Center. But the second funniest thing that could happen happened. And it's going to be Ole Miss at Louisville. And Pat Kelsey now is in the worst position. Because if he loses to John Calipari, everyone would have brushed it away and said, we lose to Cal no matter what. They have superior athletes, so on and so forth. Louisville fans have the easy out there.
Right. Blanket Baker is in a tough spot, though.
Oh, very tough spot. So it's going to be Ole Miss visiting Louisville. Chris Beard rolling in year two at Ole Miss, which they've had a pretty good transfer class. He got a pretty good recruiting class. All the clamoring and arguing we did over, should U of L hire Chris Beard with all the baggage? And Blankenbaker and Sofro were on the Chris, but they were the conductors. Both of them together were the conductors on the Chris Beard train. And they wanted Chris Beard so bad. Didn't matter what happened at Texas.
The moral compass is set to win.
Exactly. Moral compass is set to win. Now, what's Blank's moral compass going to be if Chris Beard walks in and smacks that PK booty? And then the Louisville, we should have hired Chris Beard when we had the chance. Damn it, Josh Hurd. Your moral compass sucks. How dare me? I'm serious. If Chris Beard walks in there and wins by 10 or more points, it's going to be bad for Pat Kelsey. Bad.
It would have been better if they were playing at Ole Miss. Just to have that out. It's like, well, it was a tough road environment. But
they had no out here.
Does Blank sit like John Y. Brown at the Dream Game?
Yeah.
Half powder blue, half red.
I don't have one of those shirts on. The front of it's going to be Louisville. The back's going to be Ole Miss. It's going to be split 50-50.
It's like Kelsey's mom that has like the split jersey.
Yes. Or, remember when Notre Dame and Ohio State played, and AJ and Brady Quinn's sister
was dating
and she married AJ.
Yeah, AJ Hawk.
She had an Ohio State / Notre Dame jersey. God. On. It was split down the middle.
Ugh.
One side was Ohio State. The other side was Notre Dame for Brady Quinn and for AJ Hawk. Is that going to be Mark Blankenbaker?
Blank's in a tough spot. Look,
he is.
He didn't get a letter. I heard you talk about this.
He didn't get a letter.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's en route. The mailing has, had some issues over there.
Yeah, it's some issues.
It may take a month to get there. It may take a day. You don't know. So
yeah.
Blank is maybe putting down his Christmas list, the Santa Claus Indiana, and maybe PK is going to be sitting it there as well. So Kentucky, though, gets
Clemson, which is Brad Brownell.
Hope dodging the big boys? I don't know.
I don't know. Because Alabama gets the big game with UNC. Auburn gets the big game with Duke. And then we're left with Clemson.
I gotta be honest.
I know they made an Elite Eight, but it's still Brad Brownell's face.
He's got a very like police sketch face.
He does.
It's like I couldn't pick him out of a lot. Anyways,
looks like if there's a police sketch of a serial killer, it would be Brad Brownell. And the haircut and everything.
He looks like what Grayson Allen looks like when life catches up with him.
Eventually, this is what
Ted Cruz and Grayson Allen had a kid, and it's Brad Brownell.
It's Brad Brownell, yeah.
But it's funny to me because you know what I forgot? Everybody was talking about the Arkansas-Louisville possibility. I was like, guys, they finished so poorly in the ACC state. I was like, are they even going to be in this?
Again? Because they were left out last year.
Yeah, but then I was like, oh yeah, Cal, SMU, and Stanford, like, were doing anything to be a part of a league. So it was probably like, yeah, Louisville, you could get the little, you could participate in this year.
Now is SMU and Cal?
No,
and
SMU's not in this.
SMU's not that in this.
Let me see.
I don't see Cal, and I don't see Stanford. So it looks like old school ACC versus the SEC. Now, Texas got in because they have to play. Oh, let me see. Texas is in. They've got to play
NC State.
NC State. No, I think Oklahoma got left out too, though.
No, I saw they're on there. They play. Oh, I just saw
it's
OU
in my
on
face.
Here.
Save that, and I can't. I don't think Ole Miss is.
No,
I'm sorry.
I saw OU initially. Georgia Tech and
Georgia,
OU.
Oh wow,
Damon Stoudemire, baby.
A barn burner there. Virginia versus Florida. I love that because I think Todd Golden's a good coach.
Everybody was on. Gandolfo was all with on Golden. That was one of the dark horses I would have taken here too. I feel like you're banking on a young, talented coach. Never be the next star of the sport, but yeah, I think he's a good coach as well.
Yeah, and so he's got Tony Bennett, which I love because Locke hates the SEC. He's an ACC elitist, and if Todd Golden in lowly Florida can beat the behemoth that is the Virginia Cavaliers, it will make me so warm and fuzzy and eternally happy. So that warms my heart to understand that blanket. Like, SoFro is going to be SoFro. I know how SoFro thinks. He's going to crush. He's going to crush. If Pat Kelsey loses to Chris Beard, SoFro will crush. ESPN Louisville Plus will be alight with SoFro crushing Pat Kelsey. What does Blank do? Because he's trying to get in the good graces, Phil.
Yeah, Blank's in a tough spot. I know he's got a little Tommy John rehab going on right now that he's getting looked at. He's hurting. Blank's hurting.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
really?
Diener today is like, I'm getting food today. You need to go to Ellison Bottenhouse and get your arm looked at.
Yeah, because Diener went and got the matzo pie.
Right.
Yes.
Our boy Blank's hurting. He's going to have some Tommy John stuff going on. I don't know if it's necessarily Tommy John. But my boy's hurting. So the sheriff, I don't know how privy he is to all this and what's going on, but...
Cal is in this. They're at Mizzou. Thank you, Texter. Yes, Cal.
Oh, I'm not seeing it from Ross.
It's number two.
Okay, so
sorry,
Stanford at good old SMU got left out.
Yeah,
right?
Stanford and SMU got left out. Yes, but no. There's Cal. They're at Mizzou. What another barn burner of a game. Not all the games can be great. Sorry, but yeah. So that's there. So who's under more pressure, Josh Hurd or Mark Blankenbaker? Josh Hurd passed on Beard. He's like, we're not doing that. He made it clear cut. We are not going to hire people with a sketchy past. And Barnhart was the same way. He didn't look at Chris Beard either. But we don't have the drama that we have here. This is, look, because you got to look at it this way, guys. That's three SEC teams that Pat Kelsey's going to face. Tennessee's coming to the Yum. Ole Miss is coming to the Yum. The Cards, they're going to Rupp Arena. What if Pat Kelsey goes 0-3 against the SEC?
See, this is where the waters you want to swim in.
These are my waters.
I want to swim in the waters of how do we get you to bid on the Kenny Payne Lululemon shorts that were on Facebook Marketplace last night.
I love those. You sent that to me.
Do you hear? Well, I think Blank and Dean. Do I have this right? I think they're going to get the Nolan Smith ones from
Blank wants it.
Yeah, he said he's gonna frame it, right?
I have something in my car. I don't want to say this because it's one of those things you don't want to promote it, but also that's kind of my lane. Goodwill, I swim in those waters.
Yeah.
I have something in my car. I have a treasure chest full of just trinkets from over the years.
I'm talking
Arkansas Petrino stuff.
Whoa!
That it says Petrino in the back. I got some Eric Wood 3XL warm-up stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I have one in my car that I'm going to show you that I didn't even know this was going to happen. I was like, I think it's still in my car that I found that I'll show you that maybe we'll air for the three of us on this show that you can react to. But we got to get you these KP Lululemon shorts or find out the dealer. Because, let's be honest. He's done with Louisville, KP.
Oh, yeah.
They got a wheelbarrow full of stuff to the Goodwill where they're just like, yeah, we're donating.
Sorry, Phil.
He turned your mic down just for old time's sake.
That hollow is gold, man. Flair.
It's flair. It's flair. Yeah, it's personality.
It's artistic.
Every producer has personality.
But yeah, look, that's the conversation. If anybody has a direct line to the individual with the Lululemon KP shorts, I will buy them for James Striebel right now.
I'll wear them around. I'll wear them into the studio.
I will Venmo you during this show.
Yeah.
Again, as long as you're not trying to gouge me $100. I'm talking face value, no more than $20. Or we can start a crowd. Intel, he's always like, I'll contribute to this.
Intel does contribute to all these things.
You would wear them too.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd wear them to the studio. You're damn right I'll wear them. I'll wear them to the studio. I'll say, hey, Blank, come sit on my lap. How about that? Come sit on these KP shorts. Have a seat there, big boy.
So, yeah, that's the ACC-SEC challenge. But, yeah, I mean, Blinken Baker's going to shine there. Maybe he'll be sitting courtside. He's probably going to be...
Oh, he'll be courtside.
He'll be sitting on... you know when he has to help out with the liquor barn responsibilities?
Yes,
and
yes.
He's on the floor and he's like... Taking a knee when get the pitchers in happy.
Not like that.
Still better than Locke chasing Kelsey around.
There's nothing better than that.
No.
Locke chasing Pat
they
Kelsey.
They edited it. They edited it out of the promo.
They did.
That hurts me.
You couldn't see Locke like chasing
frolic.
Pat Kelsey.
He wasn't chasing. He was like skipping or frolicking.
He was
like a gazelle at the keyboard center.
He's got to get closer with that phone.
I was like, where's Locke's cameraman? Like, why doesn't Locke have a cameraman? That's my main question, is why you leave my man Locke hanging out to dry? Now, Andy saw him at UK Media Days years ago when he first got the Spectrum job, and he had to carry his own equipment. Ooh. Like, Locke had to carry his own camera and film it. He said he's standing in the back just wryly smiling at Calipari's Calipariisms.
I've learned by heart of that video, and I know we're doing inside baseball, but the promotional sticker thing that he could have, or the thing on the back of the phone that you can hold with your fingers.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the promotional Spectrum
what's
News
called
one.
A pop-it or something?
Where you can help tilt your phone if need be or something.
Yes.
But Locke had a Spectrum News one, whether on the ones one on the back of his phone. He's a company man.
He is a company man. Not here. He was not a company man here. But once the Spectrum, he'd always pump Spectrum up on the radio. But whenever he's on Spectrum, not a word about ESPN Louisville. We see you, Locke. We see it. I'll get to you later, big boy. You and your terrible Kirby smart take. Texter says, isn't Bama in the battle for Atlantis? Let me look. I have it pulled up right now. No, they are not. Oklahoma is. They're the SEC representative. So they have Arizona, Davidson, Gonzaga, IU, Louisville, Oklahoma, little Providence Friars, and West Virginia Mountaineers. So no, but they could be paired up with Oklahoma. They could be 0-4 against the SEC. I mean, Pat Kelsey could be 0-4 against the SEC to start his tenure here at U of L, which would, I mean, it would just be great. It would be great.
Look, you worry about Popey Boy. You worry about Popey Boy.
I'm worried about
Popey
Boy. Don't worry.
Dodging and wanting to play Clemson, that basketball powerhouse
oh,
right
biscuit.
There.
Oh, he's got a green hat. It's a Masher's hat. Is that a Masher's hat?
A julep?
No, it's a mint juleps. What is that? What do you got there? I can't. Oh, that's like a, wow, it's like a drunk seagull.
It looks like the Kenny Powers Myrtle Beach Pelicans hat that they had on there.
It does. I absolutely love it.
Now, if you want to be a source, I'm happy to, email's open, lock@whas.com.
Oh, I remember that. He slipped and gave his WHAS. Oh, his old show.
He did it all the time.
He did do it all the time. Anna used to grow up. She grew up listening to Locke on the radio with her father.
Oh, wow.
They listened to Locke.
No.
When she was young.
You know this story. I'll never forget. I was in my grandmother's 1996 Ford Taurus in front of the
shout out Ford Taurus.
Oh, God. What was it? The Book and Music Exchange on Barton Road.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I remember Book and Music. Yes.
Look, this is being a degenerate on these shady sites and probably Bovada and maybe or maybe not get my check. I would sell my Super Nintendo or Nintendo 64 games to them that maybe make $10 off it when they probably go for like $50 off there. Anyways, I'm sitting in there trying to make rent with my roommates.
I remember doing these exact same things.
And I'm listening to Locke on 84, and it's when the ACC, two times, it was the Karen Cypher stuff, and he broke the news to me for that. And it was also him saying Louisville had no shot of getting in the ACC.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, you have moments where you just remember where you were. I was sitting at a meter on Bartstown Road listening to Locke. I was like, well, ain't getting in the ACC. They got the UConn's a powerhouse. They're getting in.
Yeah, they're getting in. Their academics are better.
Then
this
Mitch
is an
McConnell
academic conference.
And Tom Jurich pulled the unthinkable.
Pulled the strings. Puppet masters. That's what Tom Jurich was, as well as Mitch McConnell. Puppet masters. They were pulling the strings.
Did I say Locke at my old place instead of Locke at ESPN?
You did. Because it's, yeah. Phil and Andy have just texted me.
Right.
They got that on a one hop.
I don't even apologize for that anymore.
You and Andy were terrorists. Because that's when back when you before you had children, and you're listening to every minute of every show.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, I would have like one AirPod in. It's like now it's like, look, it's somebody else's rodeo. Somebody else can catch
you. Did
everything.
Your time?
I did my tour.
You,
yes.
Yeah, yes, you did your tour. And now you have children, and you can't listen every minute to every show. But no, fun times. All right, let's go ahead and read some texts, and then we'll take a break. We'll come back and listen to some sound. Texter Locks. We all know how erections work is the most incredible sound ever. Oh, it's up there. there. It is up there.
I think you can reuse that for the mixtape, right? I think
we are.
Thank you, Strebel.
I think yours is what you just said right there.
Oh, okay. Oh, son of a... Yeah, go ahead. Use it. Use it, Sofro. Go ahead. Texter, what does it say about UK that Alabama and Arkansas are getting the marquee games now? Well, number one, UK already plays Duke this year. They play them in the Champions Classic to start the season, number one. Number two, they just... I feel like they just played North Carolina. They beat them. No, they beat... They just played North Carolina last year in the CBS Classic. They just played North Carolina and beat them this season, which is an awesome game. That's what I thought.
But not in the Mark Pope era.
That's true.
You got to have those same hands in the Pope era. It's a new day.
No, there's no... I have a weasel way out of this. You all don't. You all can't weasel out of Chris Beard coming to the Yum Center and spanking your booty. Like, I can say Duke is playing Kentucky already, and Kentucky already played Duke last season. I got a weasel way out of it. So there you go. You don't. There's no hiding from Chris Beard. He's coming. He's going to want to beat Pat Kelsey so bad. Oh, he feel Chris Beard's
he
like...
He got that extension.
He got the extension. He got passed over for jobs. Chris Beard's on a murder tour this year. How about that? Revenge tour Chris Beard.
I don't think Chris Beard cares, but Strebel,
I do.
I saw how you said it. You was like, Pat Kelsey could lose three games, and you could start saying Pat Kelsey could win three games.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to go that far. I got to see the man coach. I got to see the man and his College of Charleston staff.
That should work both ways. That should work both ways.
Well, Pope didn't. Pope went out and hired. He didn't hire all BYU. Only Cody Feger. Everyone else, he hired big guns.
You kind of got some PK glasses going for you right now.
Well, I got these before Pat Kelsey, to be fair. I mean, to be fair.
We're
going
to picture that and tweet it out. Justin, you hear that?
Somebody called it out. Because Justin went on my Instagram, because I was making fun of cowboy hats on Monday. So he found an Instagram picture of me in a sun hat, a Vipers, Go Vipers sun hat at the tournament this weekend. Is all the dads, a pre-Father's Day picture after we won the state championship. And they put, some Louisville family, she's got the PK glasses on. It's like, son of a...
Look, it's a good look on you, but they resemble the PKs.
They do. They do resemble
I'm
some.
I'm glad that hat has the F on it. Otherwise, it would look really MAGA.
It does.
Boy, I thought it was a. Were you at UFC Saturday night?
I wasn't.
There were a lot of views there.
Is Trump here? Is he going to be at the.
Can you just say, make America great again, please?
No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Said it.
I don't throw my hat in the ring for any of these politicians, because they're one wing of the same bird. Let's all say that. They're one wing. The Democrats on the right wing. I'm sorry. Republicans on the right wing. Democrats on the left wing. It's the same bird. It's the uniparty. There it is. It's all about politics.
I should have taken my little notebook, like the snitch in recess, to that's just writing down everything at UFC and everything I heard. There was a lot of twist the D's. Yeah, if you can catch my drift.
Yes,
on that.
There was
a lot of Joe Biden. Let's go.
Let's go, Brandon.
That's good right there. That can be used.
That can be used. Yeah,
that can be used. Yes,
let's
that was
go,
her.
Brandon. Yeah.
There was a lot of Joe Biden love, and there was a lot of fights. Did you see the fight on Twitter? Did I send that to you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so there was this old... I know we got to get the break. There was this old man that everybody just stood up. It was like a wave of people. And it was great because the cops came in after the guy...
Oh,
like,
so it was a fight outside of the
octagon. No, it was in the Yum Center.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, in the crowd. Yes, in the octagon.
Okay.
Yeah. So this guy gets like just, I guess he was being a nuisance prior. The dude that punches, like, has his shirts off and has the tattoos like on the shoulders where you would imagine.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Looks
the
like
shoulder
the guy,
tattoos.
Just not taking any nonsense from anybody. And then like the cops come up and they all just point to the guy who's like bleeding from his eye. And the guy proceeds to put his shirt back on. And the cops don't do anything to him. It's great.
The guy that got punched, they got to take away.
Everyone's pointing it. So I don't know what transpired.
Shout out.
I don't know what transpired before that. But it's just like the dude who punched him is putting his shirt back on, and the cops are like, "Eh," and they just take the other guy away. It's great.
Don't start no bleep. There won't be no bleep.
Pointed to the cops. Now take him out of here.
You said that to me.
They said, yes. They said yes, sir. They took him right out. All right, let's take
a lot of Strebels there.
Let's take a break here. That's a fast 37 minutes. Save that one too. All right, take a break. On the other end, we have Kloman. We have a Brian Kloman sound, courtesy of Jeff Lightsey. Thank you for cutting that up. Listen to that, because Memphis may be on the tab for Louisville here pretty soon, and a lot more. Before we take a break, our good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Speaking of, we know how erections work. We also know that sometimes they don't work. And you know, if they're not working for you the way you want them to work, you have erectile dysfunction. And that's not a good thing. It could be a relationship killer. In the worst case scenarios, they can lead to divorce. Well, don't let that happen, because there is help available, and that's at Tri-State Men's Health. That's right. Tri-State Men's Health have treatments where the pills or the herbals fail. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. So if you go in there and you're looking for a fix, you're going to get your fix, okay? Six locations, Cincinnati 2 in Columbus, Ohio, Louisville here off of Breckenridge Lane, and the new office in Northern Kentucky. Tri-State Men's Health has a consultation. It's $99. They'll test your testosterone, your PSA levels, and if it is medically advised, they'll do a test dose in the office. If it doesn't work, that $99 consultation fee is waived, and the experts will let you know that you could be having sex that day, right? Sex that day. It'll be great. Your significant other will be happy. Go to TriStateMen'sHealth.com, TriStateMen'sHealth.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
We all know how erections work.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Man, I had the cadence down and everything. Like, it was
it was pretty good.
That's pretty spot on. Erections work. I don't sound exactly like Cal, but Cal.
And put it into the mixtape. No, Locks is legendary.
Locks is
legendary.
Just because, I mean, you know, Wednesdays in the Lock household.
We know.
We know.
Swings, whips. We all know how erections work.
Mirrors, camcorders,
masks, you know.
Eyes wide shut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not COVID mask. It's the round table.
You're cooking, Zach EC. Yeah. And I mean, it's like in an apron.
I am cooking, I'll tell you that.
I had to play it because that was going to be the rejoin.
Now, hold on a second. Is Zach like Mitch used to be and like make fish sticks and mac and cheese? Is that what he's making it at his apartment by himself, you think?
I don't think that quote or that comment there was in that context. I think
it's not that kind of cooking.
It was like he's in the kitchen cooking, like he's in the studio cooking something like up,
chef,
like cakes.
Like Chef Curry. He's out there cooking.
But I'd imagine that's a good guess. Fish sticks and then...
Yeah. I would say, yeah, fish sticks.
A lot
sticks,
of hungry men.
Yeah, hungry man. A lot of...
I am cooking, I'll tell you that.
Dino nuggets.
He was cooking, Phil.
Shout out John Calipari and Tyson. Tonight, Reds versus Guardians, 6:40 p.m. here on ESPN 680, 105.7 Louisville Sports Live, 7 p.m. 93.9 The Ville with Ethan Moore, Taylor Lynch, and the aforementioned Zach Cantrell. The Mavericks versus Celtics, 9 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. So there we go. Got you set up for some play-by-play tonight. And that NBA Finals play-by-play is brought to you by Bare Notes Pizza. Yeah, it's that good at upsjobs.com. 437-9680. We'll get to more text here soon enough. Okay, so there is some sound here, James, that Nick shared with us. This was via Jeff Lightsey, and this is Brian Kloman talking about Pat Kelsey and then maybe some Memphis. So I have 1 through 7 here, James and Tanner. Let's play Brian Kloman on Kelsey. So Kloman 1, we'll play that. Let's go ahead.
First thing you got to know about Kels, like if I was writing a book and I don't read a lot of books, but they have like a foreword, right? Or you open up that and it tells you like a synopsis of the book. I don't even know what that's called. What is that called? That's like a...
I think it's the foreword. I think you had it right. All right,
maybe. I don't read too much, but so the foreword of his book, in my opinion, is what makes him so good. And it's he keeps his life so simple, man. Like, oh, he's a better father than a coach. Oh. He's a better friend than a coach.
Better father.
He's a better husband than a coach, and he's a Hall of Fame coach. And a lot of people don't realize who he is as a person. They see him as a coach, but who he is as a person makes him a good coach. And I say that because our guys, they fall in love with PK. Because of how consistent he is and how simple he is every day, and keeps his life simple, man. It's faith, it's family, it's hoop, it's not a joke. That's it. And our guys, like, you know, we'll have some Charleston guys coming up here and living with us. You know what I mean? And that's what makes PK so special, in my opinion, is who he is as a person.
You know what that reminds me of, guys? That reminds me of when TJ Beisner tweeted out about Reed Travis.
I was thinking the exact
same. Were you really?
We
share the same brain.
So you said Locke's, you uttered underneath your breath that muttered Locke was going to hate this.
This is what makes me vomit.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, oh yeah, I was like, I didn't remember as TJ Beisner, but I remembered the tweet that Locke was just completely disgusted by.
And it was like, Kentucky got a good one today. It's like, great person.
I played that last week, Phil. I wanted you to hear it.
Oh, it was great. It's like great player, better person.
Great player, great family.
All that. It sounded exactly like that. Brian Clomen, same thing.
He kind of had a C.L. Brown cadence to him.
He did have a C.L. Brown.
Who does this guy remind me of? C.L. Brown. Right? Mitch Barnhart on, who like.
I just like that he doesn't want to read. That's a good coach.
I don't read a lot.
I don't want to read.
What is it? Family. What did he say? God and hoop?
Yeah, family. Yeah, something. Yeah, family, God and hoops, or something like that.
That's like live, laugh, love.
Do you have a live, laugh sign in your house? Live, laugh, love sign in your house?
No.
I don't either. Andy asked me that many years ago if my wife hung up a live, laugh, love sign.
You strike me as somebody who has a poster from the back of Spencer's or Hot Topic.
I used to.
Right. I mean, yes. it's one of those neon signs that could be like a hologram, and it's like a pyramid with an eye at the top of it.
Oh, one of those. Like a frog sitting on top of a mushroom with a hookah pipe.
Precisely.
Something like that.
You strike me as like, that's your live, laugh, love.
I actually don't. I never had one.
Beisner has tweeted out.
Yes.
Dogs is honkish.
At 11:43, 2 minutes ago, about the commitment of Reed Travis. Do you want me to read that to you?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. Great player.
Please don't. Please don't.
Great person. Great student. Great family. We just scored big today.
Now, see, that's why I vomit.
Yes.
That's why I vomit.
That was Coleman on Pat Kelsey. It was the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Now, speaking of tweets.
Oh, boy.
Sofro has tweeted.
Oh, boy. So, in regards to the Blanken Bowl.
In regards to the Blanken Bowl, yes.
Okay.
Are you ready? He retweeted.
I'm sitting down.
He retweeted John Rothstein.
Okay.
Sofro tweets out, "All right, PK, it's nut cutting time. I put the glasses on for you. Time for you to hold up your end of the bargain. Better not even think about dropping this game to Chris Beard. Going to make me go full Eminem. Turn me back into the old, not so Slim Shady." I'm going to retweet this.
I thought he was, when you were talking about the glasses and buying in, I thought he said, just as easily as I bought the glasses, I can take them off.
I can take these glasses off
just to show you.
They're not prescription.
They're cheaters.
They're cheaters.
Please don't.
That's so great.
That's why I love it.
Oh, I miss that
voice.
Please
don't.
There's nothing that makes me more happy. I could be getting an oil change. I could be picking up lunch at a random spot.
Yeah.
And I'd get greeted by Lachlan just breaking down like some, I don't know, something at the American Legion or something like that.
It's
just anything. Lachlan, this is going on at the Kentucky Science Center. And it warms my, just because I know
I miss
the real.
I don't
miss them at the Papadias, to looking at the IG models during our staff meetings.
Man.
Like, I mean, there's you
so
never got
stories.
The luxury, Tanner, of working
I've heard,
with.
I've heard great stories about this guy.
When he worked here, it was never ending content from Lachlan.
No, seriously. Like, you think we regurgitate content from other shows? Like,
Locke was the show that we regurgitated content from, just like, because he was
the show within the show.
Yeah, he zigged when others zagged. Like, you could tell him the sky was like, well, I mean, today there's kind of a hint of purple, so I don't really know if it's.
Yeah.
He would argue everything. It was great.
Everything. He and Bob got into a kind of shouting match over Tiger Woods because Tiger Woods won the Masters.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. He's been very, like,
he's anti-Tiger.
Yeah,
he's been the anti-Tiger guy.
That's the first thing I learned about
since
him.
Since day one.
So James,
he's OG.
So James has been great about posting old roundtable and just like old mixtapes and things. So my buddy went back and listened to it. It's like, man, I forgot how epic these Bob and Locke rants were.
Oh, they
like
were great.
Last Saturday he sent me that. I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I retweeted that too because James put out a classic roundtable. It was like Andy, Bob, Locke.
Jason
Diener, I think was Jason Anderson was in on that one. It's like everybody was in this room. Like all the movers and shakers were in this room. And Bob used to do that awesome round table when he used to have. Speaking of Bob, there he is. He'd have all the big wigs at the station come in and hello Bob, how are you?
Oh no, we were talking about. We said you and Locke. One of the battles. James has been great about retweeting the old round table segments. I don't know, just to go back
just
to
for
the
fun,
regurgitating content during the summer's months, but. But you and Locke had an epic shouting match about Tiger Woods, in which we thought you won.
That's when Crickets McLean was born.
Definitely won. The Olympics, he claims he won because the Olympic Channel pissed him off because he hates the Olympics.
Yeah,
which is his priority.
Un-American.
It's his prerogative, I mean. I think it's like you. I think
it's
ridiculous,
yes.
But it's his prerogative. But it lasts 5 years, and then it went off, and he acted like he took a victory lap. I was like, what, I mean, you know, the Oakland Athletics are moving now. See, I told you they wouldn't last when I did in 1968. I mean, what kind of art?
And then I told
Tiger, every time he played, he kept saying he'll never win. Eventually he's going to be right. The guy's going to be dead.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't take a victory lap just because now you finally, that one he admits he lost.
Yes.
He won
when
major,
he won the,
and he won the player of the year.
Yes.
It was like, yeah, you know, you were wrong about that.
That's
you
where Crickets McLean was born because I think you called him Crickets McLean. It was great. It was fantastic. And he gave you the angry smile. Like he was not happy. He was smiling at you, but we know it wasn't a happy smile. Yes. Yeah.
Listen, for what it's worth, I would love to bring the round table back. I thought it was great.
It was great radio.
But it's like all radio. Everybody in radio, as you know, is a selfish and insecure bastard.
Yes.
So
yeah.
They didn't like it because they were like, we're giving you free content for your show. I said, I'll come on your show anytime you want. They would never ask me to do that. But, you know, so, yeah. So I thought it was great. But they were like, you know, why should we come on and give you content? So
I'll come on and give you content anytime you want, Bob.
Well, I'd do it. I would do it in 2 seconds.
All right. To be fair, I did kind of maybe promise some gift cards to some people.
Oh.
And I never picked the gift cards up. So
uh-oh.
I do think some folks were a little like, hey,
jumping
where's
on
my
the grenade again?
Uh-oh.
That's what he does. He's a very loyal, noble son.
He is.
But I will come on your show anytime you want. You don't have to give me gift cards.
Thank you, Bob.
Donuts or
yeah. Look at that.
And you could come on. And we would have a good round table.
I think we would have a good round table.
You can be fun and somewhat debatable without being what you can be. What's the term? You can be it's something about, I forget who said it. John Wooden. It's a John Wooden saying.
Yeah.
About you can be. You don't have to be unpleasant.
Right.
To
disagree.
Have disagreement.
That, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. And that's true. You can disagree and not be unpleasant.
And if everybody has the same opinion, he said, you never learn anything.
Exactly.
So I don't have a problem with difference of opinion, but I don't like, you know, obnoxiousness.
I agree with you. Anna Tarullo and I have disagreed on this show. Max Godby and I.
She's obnoxious. I mean, that's.
I got to show. Innes, you're
on
break. I got to show you this before you all leave. Okay. So
Phil has an artifact.
I have an artifact. Goodwill is my space. Like, that's my space in my lane. Kenny Payne and Nolan Smith have been. Don't.
Uh-oh. What's Phil unveiling here?
You ready?
Pulls out of an old musty Kroger bag.
Hersey Miller!
Hersey Miller jersey!
Miller!
Let's go!
Yes!
Hersey Miller jersey! I love it!
I'm assuming it's him. He was 15 on that.
Yeah!
So. You need to save that. That's Tulio's favorite player.
Well, I'm getting
Masterpiece
Master P
son, baby.
Masterpiece son.
Master P is going to sign
this
right. One day.
The last Don himself, Master P.
To say No Limit Soldier. To my No Limit Soldier,
that's
Phil
right.
Baker.
I thought
wait,
I told
wait.
You.
Bob has it wrong, though. My favorite player is Caron Davis.
Oh, yes. Tanner's a big Caron Davis fan. I forgot.
You heard that. You got somebody
I'm
for
getting
the
Raging Cajun jersey soon.
Tucker likes Caron Davis.
Yes, yeah.
All right, enjoy that 2 minutes. good spot.
Find any Cron Davis stuff. Pick that up.
Yeah, I said, give it to Tanner over here. He'll rock it.
Ennis also said he's on board with doing Roundtable. He said that in the past. So
yeah,
so
we let can us know, man.
We're resurrecting
I would,
it, baby.
I would love it. I think it would be great. We'd have a lot of fun.
School, perfect time to do it.
Summer school. I'm on summer break.
Say, he can't do it when the school starts because he's got to warp the minds of the future generation.
Exactly. But now I'm free.
Now you're off. You could come in and do it.
I'd love to do it. It'd
summer
be a lot
radio,
of fun.
Maybe. Let's do it.
Summer radio. All right. Thank you, guys.
Summer radio is like saying to somebody, gee, for a fat girl, you don't sweat much. It's not really a compliment.
No, it's not. Radio. It's just summer radio.
I didn't mean it that way. I meant it'd be a great summer feature. Sorry, I didn't mean that, Streams. I see
what you think about me, Nick Valvano.
I don't think you're a fat girl. I don't think you don't sweat much.
I'm a fat boy.
I just think it's summer a lot because he could actually do it because he's not teaching. That
exactly. I know. That's what I meant, too. I'm not
teaching the kids that aliens made the pyramids. I'm kidding. I don't think that. I really don't. I promise.
Tell everybody this.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm not going to mention the name because it's not my purpose, but I just was given copy for a client that if you read it in actual time, it takes 1 minute and 18 seconds, and they wanted it to be a 30-second spot. And the more we did it, quite honestly, the more pissed off I got.
Oh, I heard you.
I was like, can you just – does anybody go through this once to at least see – give me a puncher's chance.
Try it out.
It's like
exactly.
Handing me War and Peace and saying, here, can you get this down to a 10-minute podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what are you doing? So I was feeling a little rowdy, heard my name, and said, let me go screw up Strieble's show.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah. It's
it
great.
It ends up being a blessing because now we may recreate the round table.
Yeah, see, it was
back,
destiny. It was meant to happen that you heard your name.
It's serendipity, I think.
It's serendipity. That's exactly right. Serendipitous. That Bob Van Vanner heard that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And Sofro's itching to do his ESPN Louisville Plus stuff. So if everyone's schedule does inconducive, do it on a Zoom. Oh. Like, it's to where, you know, like I'm just saying. Well, no, I agree. It's being in person, but.
You can glare at the guy.
Exactly. You stare him in the eye.
But I don't want to give an avenue in which some could get out to where it's like, okay, if you're, you know, in a planning period, Strieble could do it.
Strieble could do it. And Ennis said he'd do it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite memories, though. Was as great as it is that, you know, we all know eye contact's important.
Yeah.
Like, eye contact, like, during the round table would be great. But we did a round table with Pops on Location at some sports bar, sadly, that didn't make it through the pandemic. So,
darn it.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
But Pops was getting into it, I think, involving the Olympic Channel.
Oh, okay, that's what he's talking about. Yeah, that he.
And him and Locke were screaming, but. The only person, the sports bar wasn't.
Could only hear my side. So they thought, why is that insane man talking to himself?
He's just screaming into his headset.
I emptied the place. Don't worry,
they weren't even open yet. They had like one like old man that came in, you know, for like an early bird special. It's like 12:15. The staff is still refilling the salt shaker.
Right, right.
And then there's a pause. Like, oh, so you just know better than NBC executives. Oh, okay, no, I'll listen. Pause. It hasn't even opened yet, Locke. How do you know it's not going to work? No, explain to me. Pause. It's like, oh, sure.
Sure, Locke.
It was best. It was like the most trucked up Bob Newhart sketch I've ever heard in my life. My Pops is just screaming into the ethos, and all the staff members, you know, normally when we're on location, they're very friendly. Hey,
yeah.
Can we get you a drink or something like that?
Yeah.
They were hiding behind the bar.
And like, Pops don't give this guy any alcohol.
No. They totally
no brews for him.
He was a lunatic. And I'm sitting there. I had tech the remote. I had nothing else to do. I'm watching this, and it was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
And James reposted that, which is great. He reposted the podcast.
James, troublemaker.
James the troublemaker.
James rhymes with T. That stands for trouble. Wait a minute. That doesn't work.
I love it. Well, we got to get to a break, gents.
Bye,
thank you so much.
Enjoy
appreciate
that,
it.
5 minute spot you got to cut.
Eat all your time.
Oh, baby.
We're good.
Like
this is
three
great.
Emails there. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Phil's knocking out sales.
Look, you're battling that. I'm battling other stuff.
You're cheering me on about my take on the Ed copy, though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, we agree with you.
Trust me. I'm like Jon Snow with that stuff. I am just have the one
Team
guy
Valvano.
With the sword. Team Valvano with that 100%.
Hooray. All right, let's take a break. When we
has
get
nothing
back.
To do with
so,
me.
No, so let me get
okay,
this straight.
So
this
is what
I love
about
you guys.
For women's volleyball.
So what
hasn't
you're
been
tell
hold
me.
On, Bob, hold on.
That's
there
a
pent
great
up demand
description
for 20 years of women's volleyball that just hasn't been filled. Then God, it was just waiting for the visionary to find the women's volleyball, that market, it's like the freaking Beverly Hillbillies. They tapped in, here comes the gusher of women
women's volleyball interest that people can't wait to see.
Can you give them, shoot
Come
them
on.
Where the
There's
where the
no interest.
Was? That's not what it is. It's not. Did the you not listen? It's not the volleyball network. It's the Olympic network. They're covering 500 different sports. They're not covering just volleyball.
Hey, dude.
And all due respect, do you think that when you say the market is not demanding this, then what you're not disrespecting me or even this clown who says he wants to watch volleyball and diving.
Yeah.
You're telling me you know more about the business than Jim Bell does. That's his job.
Bob,
his job is
restaurants open all the time and they fail. And people go in with high hopes, and there's a market for this Indian food derivative that fails.
Right.
To your idea, so what you're saying is therefore it's going to work.
Saturday, and it failed. In other words, that's what
I'm telling you. It's going to get no
viewers. Forget about letting the cake bake. You won't even let me buy the mitts.
I'm telling you.
You won't even. You're just telling
me.
Okay. You know for a fact they're not going to make money on this.
If I opened,
you know that they're not
going to.
You know more than Jim Bell about the NBC. I don't give a shit about the restaurant across the street.
But if I open a restaurant,
I don't
that's
care about
so much product,
and I don't care
interested
about
in.
Volleyball.
Okay.
I care about this guy who works for NBC for a living, who's paid a lot of money.
Yes.
And he said, you know what? I think I can make money with this channel. And you, a radio host in Louisville, Kentucky, has declared it a failure in 4 days.
No, they
if
make
you were
money.
Just looking in
no
from the outside,
watch.
Would you think that makes
they're
sense?
Not gonna make
You're
money.
A bright guy. You graduated college at six. Can't you look at this and say that argument makes no sense?
No, Bob, two
in
things.
4 days,
Bob,
you declared a failure?
I feel like I'm watching my parents argue.
Does that
I
make
didn't
sense?
Say it wasn't going to make money. I said no one's going to watch. We're in a culture where you can make money on networks that no one watches.
So you'll be right even if you're wrong.
And that's the beauty of Locke McClain.
Yeah, now look, it's the Locke pivot.
Yeah, he finds an argument where he knows even if he's wrong, in the end, he'll be right.
Sweeney, I could hear Sweeney without even talking, just in rubbing his hands together,
yes.
Just loving, just thriving in that chaos right there.
That's, he is. Oh, he's as I believe it was Pat Forty called him, the radio agent of chaos.
Oh, 100%.
That's
oh,
what Sweeney was.
I forgot
Sweeney
how
was.
Cringy that sound is. Like,
oh, it's great.
It's good cringe, but it's... the tensions were high there. Over the Olympic Channel.
Over the Olympic Channel and women's volleyball. Who needs that? All right, let's take a break. On the other end, I don't know. We'll talk about stuff. Weird Wednesday, 4:30. Kendrick Haskins, 5 o'clock. We're rolling here on the roundtable. If you need security, if you need a security company, I've got the best one for you. Sonatrol of Louisville. That's right. Over 35 years, locally owned, family operated. Over 350 five-star reviews on Google. That means they're the number one race security company in Kentucky. They have a team of local experts that'll help you tailor your business or your home and service your system down the road. If you need a tweak or an upgrade or something's not quite right, they'll come out and they'll check it out. SonatrolKY.com or give them a call, 502-966-8999. They are, like I said, this is the best technology. High resolution cameras that can see at night, all the things that you need for your home or business. They don't just do security either. They do cameras, badge access, and they even do fire monitoring. You can check it out all on your phone, SonatrolKY.com. Sports next!